You ever say, Merry...
Merry Christmas.
You ever said that?
Yeah, I've said that.
Well, what about, you ever hear Christmas...
Christmas Eve? Yeah, I've heard of that. That's why the gift parties know on Christmas Eve.
What about Christmas gift? I've heard that as a greeting.
Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I've gotten Christmas gift.
Has anybody ever said that to you? Just Christmas gift?
Christmas gift.
As a greeting?
And most of them holler, hands him, hands him. Y'all are Christmas gifts. They're there, hands him.
Why? Who says that? Who says Christmas gift?
Well, my way of niggers and some common white folks too will say that. Christmas gift. I said, well, hands him, hands him.
Well, who do they say that to?
They say it to most anyone, whoever they meet, you know. That's just the old saying. Christmas gift. They haven't got no gift, so they're asking for one.
Well, do children say it to you, or just adults? Or?
No, it'd be different people that do us know.
Well,
I generally give my children Christmas gifts. When my wife was living, especially, every year we'd give them Christmas gifts. But this Christmas, I didn't give them all Christmas gifts. I don't know that I gave anyone Christmas gifts, because I love all of them, and they all gave me Christmas gifts.
Well, you know, after Christmas, there's another holiday there. But
New Year's Day.
What do you say then?
Happy New Year.
Would you ever say New Year's gift, like Christmas gift?
No, no, we'll say that. Just say Happy New Year.
Well, if any, you know, if somebody did a big, you a big favor, you know, you might say, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Or you might say, I'm much glad.
Appreciated that you gave me that favor.
Would you ever say you were much
obliged?
Oh, so tell me how you say
that. I sure thank you and I'm much obliged.
And if you got a package, you know, from the went downtown and bought it, a picture or something put on the wall.
Oh yeah.
Then they might do what to it? You'd say he did what to it?
He rewrapped it. He wrapped.
And then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
And if you went down there and you saw a picture, you liked it a lot, but it had a $4,000 price tag on it.
Price tag on it.
You say,
I saw a picture down there, but the price was too high.
So you say it cost.
Cost too much.
And the first of the month is when your telephone bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club or the Chamber of Commerce, you have to pay yearly.
Yearly
dues. And if you don't have any money, people come to you and say they want to
borrow. I've had one call me this morning to borrow $100, but I didn't let her have it because I was afraid of it.
And well, that you might say, well, you know, if you don't want to make them feel bad about it, you'd say, well, I would loan you some money, but I can't because money is
getting short.
Well, would you ever say it was
scarce?
Well, you say, so money is scarce.
Scarce, that's right.
Do you say, do you like to swim?
I like swim, all right.
When
it's
you were
been
young,
a long time ago now.
Tell me about that.
Well, I used to go horseback to the swimming pool and swim a horse in there and wash him off with soap and water. And then I'd get up on high sweet gum tree and dive off, you know, and swim myself, you know, after I got him out of the water.
Where was that you did that?
I was down here about 7 miles south on Robinson Creek.
And how old were you then?
I was about 10 years old. I had a horse, I owned a horse.